FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's hot and happening in the world of food and wine. Today I'm chatting to Gabrielle Palmer, who's the PR manager for the Belmont Group. Gabby, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jenny. Thank you for inviting me.
Gabby, every Capetonian knows and loves the Belmont Mount Nelson, but not everyone knows about the two bush lodges in Botswana. Give me a clue as to what's happening up north.
We have two safari lodges, and they're in northern Botswana. The one is called Savuti Elephant Lodge, and it's in the Chobe Desert in a sort of southern corner called Savuti region, which is very wild and harsh and well known for its elephant-eating lions.
Wow.
It's desert, except right now it's green, weirdly enough, for a couple of months. And then the other lodge is in the heart of the Okavango Delta, Eagle Island Lodge. It's on its own island called Gqwaba Island. That's X-A-X-A-B-A. And that is more Delta-esque experience, palm trees and the Delta waterways. Obviously, they're a little bit lower at the moment, but come in a month or two's time in full flood.
Well, Gabby, everything is beautiful then. Having just returned, what really impressed me was the cuisine. How do you think the chefs approach cooking in the middle of nowhere and manage to get such a beautiful reflection of what is local?
With difficulty. You wouldn't know that when you see these beautiful dishes that appear every lunchtime and breakfast and afternoon tea and dinner, but they do have to import some of the food from South Africa or the surrounding nations. But it is an imperative for all our chefs to use as much of the local produce as possible, and they want to. And of course, the guests want to experience local cuisine and ingredients they might not have ever tried before. So Botswana beef isn't obvious because it is one of the big exports and one of the main industries in the country, and their beef is superb and tastes different to beef. I know in South Africa we think we got great beef, but this beef, because the cattle eat the grass, is different. It's so tasty and of just beautiful, rich, wonderful taste. So, and of course, we will eat that anyway as a beef fillets or biltong all the way, and on beef skewers and various ways that the chefs create different beef dishes. And then the one thing I noticed, and you might have also at the lodges, the lebele,
yes,
which is such a lovely word to say. And that actually is millet. So millet is a grain that grows quite prolifically in Botswana, and they take that millet and create various dishes and taste and feel sensations with the millet. So it's produced in various different forms in dishes, but the one that we love the most was lebele, which is, how would you describe it?
It had a slightly sweet taste. It's made with sour milk, and it just was so Moorish. You didn't need even butter on it. But I want to go back to the beef. You mentioned the beef.
Oh, yes.
I loved the innovative way in which they used like a truffle jus and all sorts of other earthy ingredients, which were just absolutely amazing. And they let the beef shine. It was always the hero of the dish, but everything happening around it was always so interesting. So my compliments,
yes,
to the chefs.
The mushroom, there was also that lovely one, mushroom sauce on the side, light, but also, again, that earthy taste.
Mm. And those light desserts. But I also want to talk from culinary art to the art of drawing. I know you're doing another sketch book safari in November. Our listeners would love to know more about that.
So we thought, you know, everyone's talking about slow luxury at the moment in travel and also in ways of living. And having met Vicky Thomas, who is a world-acclaimed botanical artist, and she was instrumental in that Florilegium at Quirtbos, that it was introduced to her via Dr. Shirley Sherwood, and she jumped at the chance to actually take a tour of interested safari goers, but people who, whether you're a novice artist or a recognized artist, how to sketch, draw, and watercolors the flora and fauna of northern Botswana in the areas where the art lodges are positioned. And what it is 5-day immersion in safari in the middle of nowhere in the wilderness, surrounded by wildlife and nature, and stopping and with her expert guidance, really capturing the essence of what you're seeing around you and getting completely immersed in it. And Vicky says it opens up neural pathways and you really come back a changed person. And I felt that completely.
As did I. It is life-changing, and it's about learning to look. So, you know what? We could, you and I could wax lyrical, but to find out more about it, there is an article in the Gourmet Guide.
Well, there you go.
So thank you for joining us. Thank you. Gabrielle Palmer, PR Manager from the Belmond. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to devour. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.